Now, at least six people have been killed in a series of bomb blasts in the capital of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. More than 60 others were wounded in the blast in Arbil. No group has yet claimed responsibility for these blasts. The violence comes a day after the announcement of 95% of the results of parliamentary elections in Kurdistan. Press TV's Dale McEwen reports from Arbil.
Several people have been killed and dozens more wounded in terrorist attacks in Arbil, the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region. The violence broke out after several cars laden with explosives were blown up outside the city's security headquarters. The unrest follows Saturday's announcement of 95% of the results of Kurdistan's parliamentary election. Regional President Masoud Barzani's Kurdistan Democratic Party has won the September 21st vote. The party is now mulling over which blocs to include in its new coalition.
Of course, the political equation is not related to the first, second and third parties. There are criteria for the political alliance. Our door will be open for negotiations and for looking at the ability of each side. We will look at the benefits for today's Kurdistan.
The Democratic Party has won 38% of the vote so far. The opposition change movement has bagged second place with 24%. In third place is absent Iraqi president Jalal Talabani's Patriotic Union of Kurdistan with 17%. The Democratic Party and the Patriotic Union ran on separate election lists after sharing power for years. Allegations of forgery have delayed the full election results.
The other 5% of the results will be announced after a few days because we have some complaints to finalize. The total number of complaints for the special pre-vote is 40 complaints. The total number of complaints for the general vote is 768 complaints.
One election observer told Press TV that over 100 healthy voters were admitted to Arbil's emergency hospitals to vote on election day. He said that some of the voters even had remains of ink on their fingernails, meaning that they had already voted.
Unfortunately, at the end of the day, on the election day, between 10 to 15 people from those people who couldn't vote because we complained about this forgery, attacked our observers, including myself, in front of the emergency hospital in Erbil, and they basically threatened us and also physically abused us.
The election was Kurdistan's fourth parliamentary ballot in over 20 years. The latest terror attacks in Arbil will tarnish Kurdistan's reputation as a safe haven in northern Iraq. The attacks are believed to be aimed at rocking the political stability of the region as a new government is being formed. It's still unclear which parties will join the coalition with Regional President Barzani's Democratic Party as negotiations continue. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.